With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. Manhunt continues for a killer in a story that is just incredibly hard to comprehend.
The search expands for former Army soldier Travis Decker, accused of killing his three young daughters in Washington State. Authorities closing campgrounds and backpacking areas along the Pacific Crest Trail, telling people to keep their doors locked as they search for the 32-year-old. Dozens of additional law enforcement joining that manhunt. Governor Bob Ferguson also deploying the National Guard. Decker's daughters, ages 5, 8, and 9, were found dead at a campsite outside Leavenworth on Monday. The girl's mother reported them missing when Decker did not return them after a scheduled visit. I'm Julie Walker.
The AP loses in an appellate court. Here's Ron Taylor.
A three-judge appeals court panel ruled against the Associated Press in its continuing bid to restore full access to covering events involving President Trump. The panel granted the president a stay of a lower court ruling that had improperly punished the AP for the content of its speech, in this case for the news agency referencing the Gulf of Mexico in its coverage, despite the fact that President Trump has renamed the body of water the Gulf of America. Two judges at the U.S. Court of Appeals agreed with Mr. Trump's contention that a president has the discretion to invite whatever reporters he wants to cover him in small places like the Oval Office, Air Force One, or Mar-a-Lago. Ron Taylor reporting.
National Guard troops arriving in Los Angeles earlier in the day on orders from President Trump. They were stationed outside a federal complex that already today has seen several more major situations following 2 days of clashes with immigration authorities. President Trump's new ban on travel to the U.S. by citizens from 12 mainly African and Middle Eastern nations goes into effect tomorrow morning. This is SRN News. Yet more controversy in boys playing on girls' sporting teams.
ESPN does not cover the nation's preps as a rule, but when a boy won 2 gold medals at the California State Track Championships this past weekend in girls' events, amidst protest from parents, the story appeared on ESPN. At the Oregon State Finals, 2 girls walked off the podium rather than appear with a boy who had taken the gold medal from them. And suddenly, local high school sports is a flashpoint in the national debate over the future of female athletics. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
For the third straight year, Louisiana lawmakers rejecting a bill that would have allowed young victims of rape to get an abortion. The legislation would have added cases where a girl under 17 and impregnated as a result of rape to narrow the list of exceptions for the Louisiana abortion ban. Law went into effect in 2022 when Supreme Court ruling overturned Roe v. Wade. This is SRN News. Well, the top-ranked American women's tennis player, now a 2-time major champion. Here's correspondent Gethin Kulbaugh.
Coco Gauff has won the French Open for the first time by defeating top-ranked Aryna Sabalenka 6-7, 6-2, 6-4. The second-seeded Gauff came out on top of a contest that was full of tension and momentum swings to claim her second major trophy after the 2023 U.S. Open, where she also came from a set down to beat Sabalenka in the final. It was the first number 1 versus number 2 final in Paris since 2013, when Serena Williams defeated Maria Sharapova, and just the second in the last 30 years. I'm Gethin Kulbaugh.
For the first time in 70 years, boxing returning to Boston's Fenway Park. The 11-fight card last night, the culmination of years of effort by two brothers who wanted to revitalize boxing in a city that has produced many great athletes. More details at srnnews.com.